Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. This is the first time my comment has landed on 9/11. I always feel unsettled on this day. There's a pride in how our country handled the aftermath of the attack and managed to come together, a true United States. There is an honor for the heroes who risked their lives saving those whose fate it was to be in the towers when the airplanes hit. And of course, a deep and terrible sadness for the firefighters, safety officers, and workers who lost their lives on that tragic day. I was living in Manhattan on 9/11, 2001. I lived on the Upper East Side on 61st and 2nd Street. I remember getting a call from someone telling me to turn on my television. A commuter plane had just flown in to one of the World Trade Center towers. I turned on CNN and watched the rest of the terrorist attack unfold. Of course, we knew right after the second plane hit that they were not commuter planes, but full-size jet aircraft. We heard about the all-out assault that included the Pentagon and another plane that went down in Pennsylvania. It's the weeks that followed that will be forever emblazoned in my memory. The first thing you felt was how quiet it was outside. They had closed the bridges and tunnels, so traffic was lighter than usual. I lived two blocks from the Queensboro Bridge, so it was especially noticeable. But it wasn't just the traffic that was quiet. Fewer people were on the streets, and those that were spoke in hushed tones, if at all. I remember seeing a small dog across the street with his owner, and he was jumping and happy and wagging his tail, and it seemed so out of place. Soon, photos of the people killed in the tower started to spring up in front of the buildings where they lived. For the most part, they were young, vibrant, top-of-their-class go-getters who were making a name for themselves on Wall Street. Every day, I passed a high-rise apartment building down the block on the way to the subway, and it had a dozen or so photos on the steps. There was talk that Wall Street would never recover, leading one person in my building to take his own life. Watching Wall Street physically recover was mind-boggling. In 2 days, Merrill Lynch was set up across the river in New Jersey, helping keep our economy going. American ingenuity. No one will ever top us in that. Today in Fortuna, the flags line Main Street, thanks to the service clubs. If you have a chance, drive through Fortuna and feel for yourself the unending gratitude for those who suffered on this day 17 years ago. On another note, this is my last community comment for KINS. I'm leaving the chamber and taking another job based in Eureka. I'm really excited about the new adventure. I've enjoyed the challenge of selecting and sharing topics that I hoped were of interest to you. Once early on, they had to remind me that I couldn't just be an advertisement for how great Fortuna is. So, for the last time, this has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.